You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've got a trending report for you. It really is the end of an era. Denver's iconic independent bookstore, The Tattered Cover, is being purchased by Barnes & Noble. I think this was just inevitable. I mean, it's a challenging business, and they've struggled for the last few years. They've sold a few times over the last few years. It was 50 years ago this year when Joyce Meskis bought it and really took it, you know, to the top. And her dream was to have a big independent bookstore in Denver, and for many years it did just fine. But now it's like they got to have help. Barnes & Noble has moved in. Now, here's the thing. They plan to keep, at least as of right now, all their locations open, and they also will continue to operate under the name Tattered Cover Bookstore. It's just going to be owned by the big conglomerate.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, anyway, there's news here in the Mile High City. Do with that what you will. Hey, we have new NBA champions. The Boston Celtics finished off the Dallas Mavericks last night to win the title. It is the Celtics' 18th championship.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. We're very happy about our Nuggets winning one last year. They've had 18.
They're like, no big deal.
Tonight, it's hockey. The Florida Panthers will try to wrap up the NHL title in the Stanley Cup. They host Edmonton tonight, so we'll see what happens with that. And Sir Paul McCartney turns 82 today. I would say we would play something, but Jeremy would.
I like Paul McCartney.
What else is going on? Surgeon General has spoken up. You know, we think of the Surgeon General putting those labels on packages of cigarettes and putting warnings on booze. Well, our Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, would like to put a warning label on social media, like all of it. He had an op-ed in the New York Times saying it's time, quote, social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents, end quote. And I mean, he's right. It's just a matter of, could this ever really happen? Because it takes Congress, those wackadoos, to actually get warning labels put on things. And there's a lot of people saying that they just bicker too much and they would never get this done. And Lord knows there's an awful lot of money in the tech companies that would be lobbying against this.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah.
Lining some pockets.
Fighting it. They would be fighting it.
So anyway, we shall see. But look, study after study shows the effect that social media is having on the mental health of young people. Well, hell, older people too. But
I can barely dress myself.
I know. Hey, sitting on your butt all day is probably going to kill you. They found that if you're sitting, you know, staring at a computer screen for 6 or more hours a day, that's bad. You got to do something about that. But maybe this is a little bit of a relief for you. They say it. One thing can mitigate the dangers of sitting all day, and that's drinking coffee. Good news for you, Jerry. I don't drink coffee, but you have yours every day.
I do have my cup in the morning, yeah.
For whatever reason, the people who sat around all day but drank coffee were 24% less likely to die young compared to sedentary people who did not consume the Java.
Wonder why.
So, I don't know. It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. You're leaving me hanging.
I don't know. Hey, Cybertrucks, have you seen any on the road yet?
I have. I've finally seen a handful of them.
Cybertrucks could be coming to your local police department. Supposedly, several departments around the country, mostly in Southern California, are expressing interest in having Cybertrucks be their vehicles of choice.
They're cool looking.
They'd stand out. They go fast.
Yeah. Put some lights on them.
So that's going on. And one other little update for you. Story says 39% of people actively avoid the news these days because they feel it's just too stressful. And that 39% is not just the U.S. of A. This was a worldwide study. So you're basically looking at 4 in 10 people who now say, screw it, I don't want to hear any news because it just brings me down.
Yeah, it's pretty damn depressing, isn't it?
It is.
I used to be a news junkie, but I killed it. I quit
cold
turkey.
You have weaned yourself from it.
I just watch it in the morning, just see what's going on in town.
I walked away from televised news when it started becoming a bombastic show every time, and it became more about the anchors being celebrities than it did about, you know, just reporting news. Now it's like, we are the stars, and I was like,
nah.
time out. What else is trending?
Well, here's your crap on celebrities. What better way to celebrate 20-year anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of Napoleon Dynamite, than with some tater tots? And John Heder is back to reprise his role of Napoleon Dynamite, and he has teamed up with Orida to release Tot Protecting Pants. This makes me so happy because it is by far one of my most favorite movies of all time. I absolutely love Napoleon Dynamite. And there's a scene in the movie where, you know, they're sitting in the classroom and Napoleon's got his pocket full of tots and the bully kid next to him kicks him and squishes his tots. Well, the pants now that they are selling, which are sold out actually online, are supposed to be tot protecting. I pulled some of the audio from the commercial just so you can hear Napoleon. Here you go.
20 years later, still haunted by crushed tots.
Give me some of your tots.
Now from Orida comes tot protecting pants. I'll eat as many as I want to. Gosh.
I just love that character so much because it's just so unique and there's nothing else like it. John did say that magic happened when they were filming the commercial because there was a llama in the background hanging out by a tree while they were filming. And those of you familiar with the movie know about Tina. Tina, you fat lard. Ugh. So the commercial's on our Facebook if you want to check it out.
I think it's probably also one of the most classic dance scenes in film history.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just the, yeah, the
just
dance.
Just the lines like this one right here. Here you go.
Freaking idiot.
I mean, just so good. Hey, we're going to get some new Katy Perry music. She says she's got a new song coming out called Woman's World. It is dropping July 11th. Music video and all that to follow, I'm sure. She started teasing it yesterday on TikTok. It's kind of an upbeat track, and the theme this time around is kind of like a Mad Max style for her album. The album art and the outfit that she had on in the video that I saw, very risque outfit that she was wearing. But hey, we got new Katy Perry music coming. Vin Diesel must have been drinking because he was drunk texting about Vladimir Putin, telling him to come over and have dinner with him. Talking about not letting the foolishness dictate the future. Hashtag Happy Father's Day. God. He was mad about seeing warships off the shores, and he invited Putin over for dinner to work things out. Vin Diesel, saving the world.
That's what we need. We need our Fast and Furious actors to step in on diplomacy.
It's exactly what it is I feel like he just can't let that character go, or that he has somehow become that Dominic Toretto character in his mind, and he's like, I want to save the world. You know what I say to that?
Freaking idiot.
A fire broke out at Carrie Underwood's Nashville home. She's sharing details about that. Sounds like it started in her garage. A bunch of fire crews showed up. She's got something like 10,000 gallons of water on site in a tank, so I'm guessing she has got a bunch of animals or something.
I read that she had that tank installed for this very reason.
Oh, just in case.
To fight fire. That's what I read. It could be wrong, but so I'll go back
and sniffed it out. She knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Well, they did release the cause of the fire, and it was Carrie Underwood. Because she's so hot, Dom. She's so hot. That's what she's put the tank in.
Freaking idiot.
So Mickey D's is ditching their new AI ordering system that they've been testing at their drive-thrus for the past few years. I guess it's just jacking up everybody's order. This story gave one example about how they wanted to add bacon to a guy's ice cream cone, which I'm kind of okay with. I don't really see a problem with that. But now they've turned them off at all their restaurants. Testing is going to be ending next month. They say it might be coming back. Who knows? What threw me off the other day is I pulled up to a Wendy's to get my kids some Frosties. And like a whole other voice came on the speaker. It was like, hello, welcome to Wendy's. How can we help you today?
Right.
And I gave my order. And then it was like this little woman, this little old lady was like, okay, do you need a boy? It's going to be $7. Please pull forward. I was like, whoa, what happened to the other guy that greeted me?
So the AI can greet you, but it cannot give you your order total yet.
Yeah, so I was wondering if that was an AI thing or if it's just a sensor now and it comes when you pull up, the guy's like, hello,
just a recording to make sure that you are greeted in time.
$17 for your Frosties, please move forward.
Mr. Beast is at it again, donating $200,000 to some families in Uganda, it looks like. $1,000 each, which is a full year's salary for those folks out there. So a lot of those people are already using that money to open up businesses, build homes, send their kids to school. So Mr. Beast does a solid again. He's such a good guy. I know a lot of people get mad at him, but I like him. Did you see a guy rob a bank holding a baby?
I saw the headline.
Yeah, he went in with a baby in his hands and robbed a bank. He's an idiot. And how about this online poll? Who would win, Dom? Superman or the entire U.S. Army if they all battled it out? Superman versus the Army. 73% said Superman. I mean, obviously. Superman's going to win all day long.
Does the Army have a ready supply of kryptonite?
No,
if the answer is no, my money is on Superman.
Yeah, because don't you remember in the movie where he gathered up all the missiles in the big net and threw them into the sun?
Come on, people.
Duh, do your research. All right, so you got a fat cat at home, and I'm not talking about your husband. Hey, you fat cat. It says, does your dog or cat need to slim down? Drug manufacturers are now considering making weight loss drugs for pets. So essentially... It's the same labs that are kind of putting out Ozempic is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And they say that they're going to have a pet version. They say, although some pet parents might not go and do this because the amount of guilt they feel about needing weight loss drugs for their pets. Because it essentially calls them out saying that they're bad pet parents because they feed their animals crappy food and they're getting all fat. So, I mean, they might have it, but then you might not go get it, I guess. Is your cat fat or is it just all that hair?
My problem with Niles the Weirdo is that he keeps losing. He's underweight. He's one of those like, I just can't put weight on. In other words, he's the animal that all the other animals hate. Right. Shut up.
Freaking idiot.
Yeah.
That cat is so skinny. Fat America, here you go. Dairy Queen has introduced a Nutter Butter Shake, Dom. You're a Nutter Butter Shake.
I would try that.
Do you like the Nutter Butter?
I mean, it's not going to be my first choice, but I would certainly try the shake.
I'm not a Nutter Butter.
I'm just a shake freak. You know what? I was tempted. Remember I told you the other day for Father's Day, I went and I got a cookies and cream shake?
Yeah.
You know what I was tempted to order?
Tell me now.
Vanilla shake.
Gross.
Because it is usually blasted by people and that you
it's
are
so
a weirdo.
Bland and basic.
But I thought, I'll bet it would actually taste pretty good. Am I doing
No, it would just taste like vanilla ice cream.
Well, I know, but a chocolate shake tastes like chocolate ice cream. What's the diff?
It has chocolate flavor in it. Where vanilla is just like you're eating air.
Well, that's vanilla flavor. You know, it doesn't naturally
Vanilla's,
come tasting
it's so
like
bland,
that.
Though. Vanilla flavor is bland.
If you get a really good vanilla ice cream, it's got loads of flavor.
Like, I'll be down for a French vanilla.
Yeah, there's a bunch
just
of different
your
varieties.
Basic vanilla.
But, I mean, vanilla doesn't taste like air. I mean, it's got a taste to it. And I didn't get it. I said I considered it.
Good. I'm glad you didn't.
And then I went for the fat guy choice and went the cookies and cream.
There you go.
Clickbait.
All right. Make your fat fingers over to Facebook right now. Search us up. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Posted some pictures of some firefighters and babies. This should get your motor running today. There's a fire department in California. Posted a Father's Day photo after a huge baby boom this past year. In the past 12 months, 14 firefighters have welcomed babies. So there's a picture of them all sitting there by their little fire truck with all the babies. And
apparently they got a lot of time between calls.
Firefighters be banging. So
or
check
maybe,
it out.
Maybe not. Maybe they don't need that much time.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go.